This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Leicester Fun TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Everots, Follow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Fox's Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome back to Leicester Fan TV for a special episode tonight. One that I don't know whether I'm excited for or dreading, but there is three of us tonight. It's me, Joe, and this thing on my cheek right here. So apologies for that in advance. But as a lot of people who are watching will know, this is Joe, the Leeds fan, which I quite often refer to. I mean, you've been on the channel loads of times, Joe, but I often, when I'm going through my rants and stuff, I normally mention Joe's name at some point. How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yes, I'm here to smoke the Leicester pack this evening, mate. I'm here to revel in being top of the league. Big up to you, Leicester fans, by the way. I hope you enjoy the playoffs. The real big dogs are in town.
Well, I know that there's a lot of people in the comments already who are followers and regular viewers of Joe, so thanks to them for coming over. Most of them are quite humble, actually. Joe isn't. But to be fair, Joe has had to wait 28 games? 28 game weeks? No, more, sorry, 38 game weeks for him to come in and have his moment. But it's not over yet, Joe. I mean, come on, mate. You're only on goal difference and we've still got a game in hand.
Yep. Points win your prizes. And listen, I wouldn't mind being second 45 game weeks as long as we're top on game week 46, which I believe will be the case. I think the title is now Leeds United. This is all clippable content, by the way, but I don't care. But, yeah, look. We've waited a long time, you're right. We now are sat there for the next minimum 10 days or whatever it is, bro. But I think that we'll win the league, I do.
Just a quick comment here. Michael Brown said, "Lock," she said at the start of the season, that Leicester would dip the league on Joe's channel. Let's get this straight. Joe, up until probably 4 weeks ago, thought Leicester would also do that. Didn't you, Joe, mate? You're a liar. That's one thing I do have receipts for.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. Yeah.
What I want to ask Joe is, do you think it's actually benefited Leeds a little bit and that you have been the hunters all season pretty much? Because I feel like from a Leicester point of view now, like even though obviously if we win our game in hand, we still go above you, we are now, I think, becoming the underdogs again. of the league in terms of Leeds are favourites, probably. I don't know what the bookies are saying, mate. Do you?
No, Leicester are still the favourites, I think.
Okay. Yeah, but in the minds of, you know, a lot of people, Leeds are probably now the favourites. So, but from your point of view, do you think it's actually been better being the hunters rather than the hunted?
I guess so. There is a different kind of mentality now when you go into games, and it might help Leicester. It could help Leicester, mate, that you're no longer top of the tree. Maybe there's elements of complacency crept in at Leicester with the fan base, with the players. I know you disagree, but I think there was a bit of complacency with Enzo Maresca when he said, this is a big game for them and not for us. Well, it has come back to bite him, regardless of what you think of the context. It has. Every game should be a big game, especially when you're going up against one of your promotion rivals, which we were at the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that was... Look, Did I think we would win the title in January when we were 17 points? Nah, maybe not. But what I will say, we've got the best manager for the job out of all the four teams. Enzo Maresca, you know, Russell Martin, they don't have experience. The only reason I say that Kieran McKenna has is because he's been here last season, but in a different league. But it's still a similar sort of running. It's almost a carbon copy. You know, you had Chef Wednesday who had 90 plus points and ended up having to go up through the playoffs. So he sort of has had experience in this. I think the positive swing in our favour as well, Lox, is we don't have to play none of the big boys, whereas you play Southampton, Ipswich play Southampton. Them games there could have a massive swing. I think we've got Coventry and Hull. Won't be easy, but no. I'm glad that we don't have to play one of the perceived big boys, if you like.
Yeah, I hear you, mate. I mean, when just mentioning that statement from Enzo that you just referred to there, obviously, you've spoken about it a few times.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
A lot of people at the time said, Enzo's gone and poked the bear there. And after the Leeds loss, some Leicester fans thought maybe that Leeds might have gone and poked the bear, you know, with obviously everything that went on in the game on how you completely flipped it. I mean, it was crazy scenes at Elland Road. And obviously the aftermath, a lot of the fans, Leeds fans, rightly so, getting excited and beefing Leicester and the whole thing with like Ampadu, full time on camera talking about Enzo. And but it didn't really happen, mate. I mean, we've been on shocking form since then.
Yeah. Just said you play Southampton last game of the season. But I think it'll all be boxed off by then anyway.
Can you imagine it?
Yeah, it'd be brutal, but I think it will, mate. I think it will. I mean, maybe that'll have a say in. Yeah, maybe that'll have a say in the title winner. Maybe,
mate. Can you imagine if? I agree. By the way, I think Leeds will be promoted by then. But can you imagine if, like, you've got to beat Southampton in that game to win the league? You know, if let's say it's. I mean, you never know, mate. Like, it could. This is a mad thing. It could go down to goal difference, bro. It could go down to goal difference.
If I'm honest, and I don't know how you feel about it, obviously it'd be great for bragging rights, but I'm not too fussed on the title, if I'm being totally honest. Do I want us to win it? Yeah, of course. Is it nice to have silverware? Yeah, of course. But if on the final day we didn't win the title, no one's bothered, because there'll still be a pitch invasion. There'll still be this, because Leeds United are leaving the league. So, look, it is what it is, mate. But if we do win it, then I will ram it down people's throats, just like you would. But if I'm honest, I'm not really that arsed about the championship.
I agree. Now, I think I don't really care now. Obviously, a few weeks ago, I would have said, oh yeah, like, promotion's already done anyway, so we need to break the points record and win the league. I was listening to snippets of Farker's press conference, mate, and I saw that he said something about how this is his favourite time of the season. This is his favourite part of the season. He did say that. It makes me a little bit nervous, mate. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, I remember rewind back to the last summer when there was, I mean, you and Leicester, Leeds and Leicester were both kind of in the manager hunt and all of that. And Leicester, for some reason, never even looked at Farker, apparently. But you were very happy with the Farker appointment. Because you said, basically, he's been there and done it. along those lines. Mm-hmm. Do you think Farker is the best manager in this division? The best championship manager?
Context is like, is he the best manager to get out, to get you out of this division? Then I would say, yeah. Will he work in the Premier League? That remains to be seen, doesn't it? I think if I'm honest, look, I love Daniel Farker, but in terms of, I think Kieran McKenna's probably the most excited out of the lot.
Right. See, that shocks me, mate, because there was obviously loads of hype at the start of the season about Ipswich, and I was like, nah, no way they get, you know what I mean? No way they're going to, you know, finish up there. But they obviously, they're still there right now. But I still don't see, when people say he's the best manager in the league, I don't know how people can say that. Like,
what do you mean? Like, I think in terms of where his career could go, I think does he need to tighten up defensively? Yes, but with better players, his style would probably become more fruitful. I don't know though, mate, but I think who's got what's the biggest ceiling out of the four?
Yeah,
the minute,
okay.
I would say
makes sense.
Is McKenna.
You could see him at like Man United, you know what I mean? Yeah, or something like that in a few, you know what I mean? You could see that happening. I hear what you're saying. But no, it did scare me, mate, when I heard Farker say that, obviously, about being, because it does feel now like Leeds, you know, but besides the Huddersfield draw, it feels like you're just unstoppable, mate. I'm not going to lie.
It feels like that as a Leeds fan, bro. I can't lie either. You know what I mean? Like, you felt like this earlier on in the season. It doesn't matter who you play, you're going to get 3 points. It doesn't matter who you play. That's how I feel at the minute. Now, of course, that will, you know, I'll end up with burnt fingers, me, because I've really pushed the boat out. I've said, that's it. The league's done. I've done bloody reels, TikToks, and I'm not, you know what I mean? It's not real life. It's YouTube, it's Twitter, and I'll get battered for it. But I don't do that for clicks. I do that because I am confident. And I am confident in this manager, and I am confident in this team. The biggest thing for me as well, Lox, is we've played 13 games of football in 2024 and haven't conceded a single goal from open play. The three that we've conceded have all come from set pieces. Don't give away set pieces. We don't concede. That's what's, you know, so how, look, we've played you in that time, you know. Yeah, I mean, you could argue you did get one from up. No, that was the Daka offside would have been from a set piece as well. So I just, if you can't create against us, maybe, well, there's the Daka one-on-one if he could finish his dinner. But outside of that, no one really, really goes and creates anything. So, and we've not been beaten at home as well. So imagine we win every single home game, or at least don't lose. Then again, that's more points accumulated.
Yep.
So I think we'll definitely be top two, famous last words.
I think I'm just about to bring a comment up, but at the minute, from a Leicester perspective, going into, because you mentioned there, like early in the season, and like Leeds now, you'd go into every game thinking, yeah, like we're going to win this. And right now, from a Leicester perspective, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea when I go into a game thinking, like, I don't know if we're going to win this comfortably or if we're going to smash them. We're going to get beat. And takes me to this comment, Tom. So Tom said, will Leeds win every game to the end of the season? Do you think Leeds will? I know from, you know, I was going to say, do you think Leeds can? Obviously, you think Leeds can win every game now to the end of the season, because I think you can as well. But do you think you might do it? Do you think, because that would, what would you be on then? How many points? Is that one? That's one under the record, isn't it? You can't get the record now, right?
Not asked about no record, bro.
I know.
That's you, like, that, bro. Steve.
I know. But, still possible, by the way.
Yeah.
Leicester.
No, I don't. Look, how then we'll win every game? Could we go undefeated? Maybe. But look, Coventry away will be tough. Hull at home will be tough. Southampton last year, but to be honest, I think it'll be sewn up by then, so it won't really matter. Yeah, could we? Yeah, but I don't think we will. Like, to win every game, although, like, how many games is that? 8? Well, we're undefeated in 13, so it is realistic, you could say, but do I think we will? Maybe not. I guess the thing is, and this is the same for you folks, after the Easter fixtures, Good Friday, Easter Monday, it's pretty much one a week. Which will help. Yeah. Which will help. So,
well, yeah. I think I heard this today, from when Leicester play Bristol City, it's 9 games in 37 days.
Because have you got a few rescheduled, or
we've got the Southampton reschedule. We were meant to play them last Friday because of the FA Cup. So yeah, we've got Southampton. I mean, Southampton. We spoke about Southampton on your video the other week, mate, about how congested their running is. But I think either team are capable of now winning. I was going to say 9 games in a row, 8 games in a row, whatever. They're capable, but it definitely looks like Leeds are probably the more likely. What do you class, just to talk a little bit about Ipswich, what do you reckon their chances are, mate? I mean, do you fancy them to get top two over Leicester?
They could do. Do you know what it is? It all depends, for me, on Good Friday. And what I mean by that is, let's see what Leicester...
Yeah.
What Leicester turn up away at Bristol City. If you lose that game, then that layoff has done you no good, and I'd start to be worried as a Leicester City fan. It's like, shit, now a rut has really set in.
Yeah.
If you win that game, because Bristol City's not an easy place to go. West Ham showed that in the FA Cup, or Carabao. We struggled down there, although we... Yeah, I think we drew, maybe, or won. I can't remember proper. It was not an easy place to go. So that will say a lot. That will say a lot on where Leicester are at. Because I think I would argue the breaks...
Sorry. It's all right.
The breaks come at the right time for you, I would argue, mate.
Yeah, well, I think we definitely needed it. The problem is we have still got quite a few internationals, mate, out on there playing. So you just got to hope they don't come back in, you know, hope they do come back in one piece. We've got Ricardo Pereira coming back after the international break as well. And Didi's just come back. I'm just mentioning a couple of Leicester players there. Two of our best this season. I want to take this chat in a completely different place. I'm not going to do a full combined 11 with you, mate. I remember speaking with you earlier in the season, and like we spoke about, how many Leicester players would you take in your team? How many Leicester players do you genuinely, wholeheartedly believe get in your best 11 right now?
Okay, so I wouldn't take the goalkeeper, but many Leeds fans would, right?
Okay.
But
I know Oscar tweeted today.
I just really like Melier, so I wouldn't, but I could understand why you would take Hermanson. I would take Pereira, not because I'd be dropping Gray or anything. I just think Pereira would be great at right back. He's better than Gray at right back, basically. But Gray's a generational talent that will end up playing in midfield for England and for Leeds. So this isn't anything on Gray. I just think Pereira is a great right back. I would take James Justin, as you know. I wouldn't take either of the centre backs. Just my opinion. I think Wout Fest has fallen off a cliff of late, isn't he? And I just think the fact that Rodon and Ampadu, if we look at them two, haven't conceded from open play in 13 games says all you need to know. I think I would obviously take Dewsbury Hall.
Because there will be some Leeds fans out there that say no to Dewsbury Hall to Ricardo Pereira.
That's crazy. I wouldn't take Fatuu or Mavadidi because I prefer Nonto or Somerville. And that's just a preference. I'm not saying bad players because they're not. Up top, I don't mind Cannon, you know. I don't mind Cannon. I think he would work in our system. But I don't know who I would take up top. I think I'd be okay with Pat till the end of the season. You know, I don't like Harry Winks, mate. So I'd keep Ampadu. I'd keep Grieve and Kamara, but... I tell you, one player I wouldn't take is Connor Cody.
Oh, mate, don't start on this, bro. Don't start on this.
What a bad buy.
The value was bad. The fee was bad. Yeah, 100%. I've got beef with Enzo Maresca on this. I mean, people who watch my show on Thursdays know this. I had a bit of a rant last Thursday because I don't understand. You know, he was Enzo Maresca purchased, by the way. It wasn't like one of them where he was already on his way and the new manager came in or whatever. But yes, he didn't start the season. And I think you can't blame Enzo Maresca for that or Cody, because Fass and Vestergaard earlier in the season were like the two. Well, they were, because if you look at the statistics, we conceded, you know, the least goals than anybody in the league. We were the best team defensively until probably Christmas time. So I can understand why Cody didn't get a shout, mate. But like in the last few weeks, Cody's played a couple games, clean sheet against Bournemouth in the cup. Clean sheet against Sunderland. Good performances, mate. And then you've got Fass. I don't know if you saw the Leicester highlights against Hull the other day, but Fass again, like just a proper clanger in him. And it feels like he's kind of fallen. Well, it feels like the whole back line's fallen apart recently, mate. But you made obviously jokes at the start of the season about, you know, Cody's only good at card tricks and being in the background and whatever. And
telling jokes. He tells a good joke.
And to be fair, mate, I think he spent more time on TalkSport and other podcasts and stuff like that this season than on the pitch. But again, that's not his fault. You know that if he was asked to start, he would start. You know, he'd start every game. But do you think that, again, it's going back to the fee and the value, because we discussed earlier in the year about like who had the best transfer window last year and stuff like that. Did you say you thought Leeds had the best window? Or did you say
Leicester? I would have. What, at the start of this season?
At the start of the season.
Leeds. Because I think Rodon Ampadu, who else would have? Yeah, they're better, man. They're better, bro.
Do you think Joe Rodon is a better centre back than Connor Cody?
Yes.
I'll tell you,
Joe Rodon went to Spurs, wrong move. We haven't seen the proper Joe Rodon as of yet. I think it's unfair. Okay, let's not even make the comparison, because Connor Cody did well at Wolves. Outside of that, rubbish at Everton.
He was decent at Everton. He wasn't awful. He wasn't bad at Everton.
Well, he didn't get played, bro. Lampard brought him in and then he didn't get played. And you would think if he's not going to play under Dyche, then who's he going to play under? So he got farmed off to a Championship club, and guess what? They're not playing him. So he will now tumble down the leagues. But Joe Rodon's still quite young and still yet to hit his prime. And I think he made a move from Swansea to Spurs. Wrong move. Loads of change of managers. I think Mourinho brought him in, and then they've had, you know, Conte. And then after Conte, they've now got Postecoglou. I think he's found a home. So I would reserve judgment on Joe Rodon, because we need to see him in the Premier League for Leeds if we go up, that is.
Well, I saw Pascal Struijk might be out for the whole season now. Is that right?
It depends. He's got a hernia up. They're going to give him 10 days. Hernia's rutter. Rutter's got a hernia up.
Oh, I saw that as well. Yeah.
They're deciding. I think Strout won't play again this season, but it don't matter because Ampadu's been at centre.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, if Strout was fit tomorrow, whatever, do you think he would come straight back in, or do you think Farke would continue with what's been so successful so far this year?
I think he would probably put him in at centre-back and move Ampadu back into midfield, just because I think Farkas... not a lot of Leeds fans will agree with that, but Strouk...
Yeah, here's one from Gavin. Pascal does not get back in 11 anyway.
He will do Gav. I think that's why he was made captain, and Farkas a massive fan of him. And the way that he progresses the ball and carries the ball up to halfway, that we see Ampadu... He would... Bro, you don't have to agree, but that's just what I think Farke would do. I get there's a conversation to be had, but Gav, fast forward to the start of next season, and you'll see Ampadu in midfield and Pascal at centre back.
I think that's what will happen.
I hear you.
Anti Tomo said, don't think Farke would make any changes from now. I think it could go either. You kind of like want to go with that. Don't change the winning formula. Don't change the winning style. Yeah. All of that, I suppose. But I suppose Strouk is, I mean, he's top five defenders, isn't he, in the Championship? Is he number one when he's fully fit, do you think?
I don't know. No. It depends what kind of centre-back, because... Like, for me, Rodon is good on the ball, but he's more, bang, throw my head at it kind of centre-back, whereas Strout can be a little bit more stylish, if you know what I mean, in terms of carrying the ball and passing and all that sort of stuff. So, I might be wrong, folks. That's cool.
Again, going back to Farker, I know we touched on it earlier in the season, mate. So next season, so as we know, Farker, when he's been sacked or whatever, or he's had bad seasons in the Premier League with Norwich, not been backed at all. I think, you know, I know that, you know, you're, well, Leeds fans in general are excited because of the 49ers and the backing that might come with that. Do you see a fully backed Daniel Farker's Leeds side next season staying up, no problems?
Remains to be seen, bro. Remains to be seen. Because, look, I know he wasn't backed against Norwich, but they also got beat and beat well, like, a lot of the time. Liverpool used to smash him for six on a regular basis under Brendan Rodgers. I remember, like, Suarez would score, like, four all the time. So it depends for me. The jury's out, bro. The jury's out. Do I think? Yes. I think he will be better with better backing and better personnel. But again, I have nothing tangible to base that on. So we'll wait and see. I hope he goes well, mate, because I've like fallen in love with him as a guy, as a manager. So I hope it goes well. But I will also not be sentimental when it comes to Farker. Like, if it's not working after 10-15 games, I'll say, look, Daniel, thank you, but we need someone. But listen, I don't want him to go. I want it to go well, man. 100% I do.
Somebody mentioned about FFP, mate. Just quickly talking about this, because obviously Leicester have found themselves in a bit of hot water recently. I know that's your view, even if it wasn't Leicester, mate, because I've seen you say it about Forest or Everton. I can't remember who, but, you know, you...
All the teams that finished above us in the table, basically, are now under points deductions.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the Leicester one wouldn't have affected you anyway, to be fair. You would have still finished 18. Yeah, exactly. But I also saw a tweet about how Leeds are apparently very close to the line as well, mate, with it all. I'm not saying you failed it. I'm saying you're very close.
I've not seen that.
Just the question I wanted to ask was, what is your actual thoughts on FFP, mate? Like, because for me, and I said this way before Leicester got involved with it, I've said it for a couple of years now. For me, the whole FFP is all a disguise anyway, because it's not fair. It's not fair. The rules aren't fair. Because it doesn't, it basically stops clubs wanting to break into the top six in the Premier League. It stops them from spending the same amount of money as the top six, right? And if you've got a Newcastle now backed by oil money, right? If they can't even, you know, finish in the top four 2 years in a row, then no one can. And I just feel like, we're going to see more and more clubs breaching it now. You look at Villa. Villa are going to breach it, apparently, what we're led to believe. Villa are going to breach it. Another club are doing their best to try and break the mould of the top six. So what is your view on it, mate? That's my view. I think it's wrong, and I don't think it's fair in any way, shape, or form. But you might be a club in 2 years' time wanting to break into the top six. That might be you. Yeah. And I know you bring in a lot more revenue than I'm guessing, you know, globally, you've probably got more revenue streams than Aston Villa even. But that might be you. And you might get your fingers burnt by that in the future because you're not allowed to spend the same amount of money as them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you're aware, mate, but they're all about changing it, aren't they, already?
Yeah, I saw something.
I think for me, had they have took this hardline stance with everybody up to... Because basically the regulatory commission or whatever, we're going to get a regulator. So the Premier League are now going, we don't want no regulator. So we'll start coming down on the clubs to say, look, we don't need a regulator because we're now coming down on him. But it almost feels like it's a little bit too late. And then now, because they're having to come up against all these issues, they've then gone, it almost feels like, right, let's throw it in the sea and let clubs spend up to 85% of their revenue, which apparently is coming in the summer. So, yeah.
Again, that's the same thing in terms of, that's a percentage of your revenue. It's You know what I mean?
There's
it's against your loss thing.
There's no lot of, like, you're only allowed to lose 105 million. But I agree with what you're saying, is because 85% of Leicester's revenue isn't the same as 85% of Manchester United's revenue. I hear you. So again, it's just rich, richer, poorer, poorer. Yeah, they want a monopoly over it, don't they? Yeah, look, at the end of the day, if we're being honest, if I became a millionaire overnight and I wanted to go and buy a corner shop and absolutely just smash it to bits with my money, no one's going to come in and say, stop doing that. It's my fucking money. I can do what I want with it, Locke. So you are right. They should be allowed to do what they want with it. But the powers that be don't want that, do they? The Man Uniteds of this world don't want that. The, you know, they've all got vested interests. So, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I'm now seeing like stuff about how there is, because there's no actual rules about points. There's actually no set.
Exactly.
If you do this, you get this deduction. And apparently that was because like there was a worry that, like, for example, Leicester, let's say this season, we could say we're going to break it in the, you know, we're going to absolutely obliterate FFP now because, oh, we'll take 6 points. It's fine. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? So now they're trying to say, then you look at like Forest, who broke the rules, or who went over the allowance more than Everton did, yet they've got a lesser deduction than Everton got. And it's like, and apparently it's to do with cooperation. It just feels like there's a lot of rules there that they're kind of just like making up on the bloody go, mate, in my eyes anyway. But I could be wrong, and I'm not an expert, but yeah, anyway. Right, Joe, finally, mate, just to end on the top of the league chat, we'll talk about obviously just quickly the top four. So predictions, mate, I know we touched on it a little bit, but first to fourth, I'm guessing you're going with us for Leicester, Leeds, Ipswich, Southampton. You're not predicting like somebody else to show up.
No.
So what are you saying, mate? From go from fourth to first. I want to hear it.
I think it stays as it is. Sorry to be boring, but I think it's Southampton, Ipswich, Leicester, Leeds.
And playoffs? Who wins the playoffs, mate?
West Brom.
Yeah, Carlos. I know you. Leeds fans in general seem to have a thing with Carlos, mate.
Well, he was at Leeds under Bielsa.
Ah, there we go. I didn't know that, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. I mean, I want to say Southampton fourth, and then I'm going to say Leeds first. I do think Leeds will win the league.
Do you?
But yeah. I just have. I do worry that Leicester might drop into third. I really do worry about it because Ipswich are just playing as the underdogs, mate.
Who have you got Easter Monday, bro?
I will tell you right now, mate. So we've obviously got Bristol City. Then we've got Norwich Easter Monday, mate. Yes, it's not an easy game.
They're flying as well, aren't they? They're flying at
the minute. And then Birmingham and Millwall, mate. Birmingham, Millwall, Plymouth.
You box them off. You box that off. That's three wins.
West Brom.
That's a tough one.
Carlos helping out his old club there, mate. Maybe.
Maybe. You know what? The thing is, I'll be watching.
I know you will, mate. You'll be there. Yeah. You'll be there.
Bro, I did the Ipswich game against Chef Wednesday and switched it off at half time. I was so annoyed. Oh. And then they won 6-0, man. I was like, what?
Yeah, man. That was just, you could just, one of them things that you expected after them, the game before where they got. Well, they got Ipswich, mate, didn't they, in that game, to be fair. Yeah. So, all right, mate, much appreciated. I know there's loads of your usual viewers in the chat and stuff, and obviously Leicester fans as well. So if you can drop a like on the video, it'd be much appreciated, and subscribe as well. Leeds fans, what's in it for you? Well, if you subscribe and hit the bell button, obviously you'll be notified when we're live, and then you can come and leave, comments about how good Leeds are and how bad Leicester are, I'm sure. So, and obviously, Just Joe Football Show. Everyone knows Just Joe Football Show. So go and check Joe out. He does watch-alongs and stuff. So if you want to follow the Leeds games at all and you don't have Sky or whatever, then just go over to Just Joe and watch that, mate.
Do you know what as well? Like, I came across this other channel the other day because I love F1. And I came across this thing called Tifosi Nation TV. Honestly, two lads on there, class. My new favourite channel. If you like F1, then you need to check that out. Tifosi Nation TV, make sure you check it out. Peace out.
Great stuff, mate. Great stuff. By the way, I just wanted to say, Joe, I hope you guys fall apart, mate. Seeing Leeds fans make chants about Maresca as well. I don't know if you've seen that.
I've not.
Stop crying, Maresca. You know, like the song you did for Lampard, mate. Yeah. So
I've got something cooking anyway. Like for me, I don't know. Have you seen the shorts? You know, we've got Far Clive. We've got the Undertaker one. Have you seen the Undertaker one today?
I have, mate. Yeah.
So it'll be bookmarked, no doubt. But one of them bookmarks will be you.
Yeah. If you go back far enough on Joe's shorts, there is one of me saying we'll break the points record. And as I said earlier, it is still mathematically possible. So, yeah,
so we will be there.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Right, Joe, much appreciated. Thanks for coming on, pal. Love it, mate. I'm sure I'll see you very soon. And hope you guys fall apart. But as always, come on, you foxes. Thank you very much.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlow Blinds, Booker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.